I'm with Jim Buckles from the Carpet Guys. And Jim, how are you?
Oh, doing real well today, Dave.
Do industry-specific software programs mostly have aging inventory, or, you know, that kind of information on inventory, so it's readily available for the owner?
They absolutely do. I mean, you know, there's a couple I'm more familiar with than others, but RFMS being the one that is being used up in Michigan, they allow you to take that, export the data, and then start doing some slice and dice. Even if it's something as basic as a pivot table, to be able to say, okay, how much yardage do I have in under 20 footers? How much do I have that is, you know, older than 6 months? And see what is happening with it so that they can make intelligent decisions. Because the other thing that can happen is they'll walk back there, and I've been seeing that on that shelf for forever, let's get rid of it. Well, you really haven't. That might be the same product several times because it's stocking, or it may be that it does need to go, but they don't know. And the other problem is they keep going through that. Blowing it out becomes difficult if all you have left is 62 yards of orange.
Which I suspect happens, but it's still, that's still money, and it's still money that's being tied up, however much it is. How hard is it? How hard has it been for you to give some of these retailers religion? I mean, and, you know, have you changed them?
Some of them I have, you know, horse water, all that sort of thing. But you give these people, it's like, there's a reason you're cash tight. There's a reason you're having these issues, because you have to change the way you think about what you're doing. And many of them won't. But then when the ones that do get religion, and I will put them in touch with other people who stock, who say, you have to bite the bullet and blow it out. Yeah.